producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Talk Live. It's live Thursday edition of Free Talk Live. So Ian's off and I'm in the main chair. It's me, Mark,
Daryl,
and Johnson.
And here on Free Talk Live, we're a little different than regular radio programs. On regular radio programs, what you have are, angry people that talk about the news. And I'm not saying we're not that. But I am going to say that we make the news relatively often for radio hosts, at least, also. And today, I was at the Supreme Court, along with the New Hampshire Supreme Court, along with you, Daryl, for the a case where it is apparently, they're talking about whether or not a church can... Whether an organization can be a church if the organization doesn't have beliefs in a higher power.
Right. And, it's something that's interesting, and there is an article from Reason about this that we'll definitely get into, but since we were at court today, I feel we should talk about what we've experienced in court.
Now, I am a minister with this organization. That organization is called Church of the Sword.
Yes. So one of the questions about whether or not Church of the Sword is a regularly recognized denomination, sect, or creed, what does that mean, and does Church of the Sword meet it? And it was mentioned about, the town says, no, you must believe in a god. And the Church of the Sword minister, not minister, the Church of the Sword attorney said, well, that might come as a surprise to the Buddhists and the Unitarians, because Buddhists don't have a god, and Unitarians don't believe that there's, one single god. Right. They think, whatever it is you want to believe, we're coming here for, a common purpose. Liberal religious purposes, I believe, is the terminology used by the Unitarian.
Yeah, plenty. I've been to the UU churches more than one time, and there are plenty of atheists at UU churches. I don't entirely understand why an atheist gets up on a Sunday morning a little early to go to church, but I get up a little late. I work evenings, so if I was getting older and needing as much sleep, maybe I would do such a thing. Maybe I like the camaraderie. I can tell you that here in New England, it's hard for me not to consider the UU Church to simply be a religious exemption for the Democratic Party. They actually use the word democracy in their creed more than one time, if I recall, but at least one time. And so they're really in, democracy is really what they're all about. And from what I can tell there, that word liberal is well used.
Right. And I'm trying to find the summary judgment from the Superior Court judge, because he used some wording that I really want to make sure that I get right when talking about why he dismissed the case. And I can't find that. But hopefully I will be able to find it. But it was interesting hearing the town attorney basically say that, well, they don't have church services there, so therefore can't be a church, which means they can't have a parsonage.
Right.
And it was later, after the hearing, I found out that the reason church services don't happen at that property is because the town has said this property is not zoned for churchy activities, so you can't do it, and also insurance. So, it seems as though the Church of the Sword was attempting to comply with the wishes of the town, and the town used that against them.
Yeah, it's it basically in that circumstance is that there is no, it was very clear that there could be no church services on the property. And I did have some church services on the property until it was made clear to me that I could not do it.
Yes.
No problem. There are parks and things like that. So we're having services of Church of the Sword at parks and that sort of thing. And things are going reasonably well as far as that. Plus, there are church services of Church of the Sword being held at a local restaurant on a weekly basis.
So wait, you're being forced to hold church services on state property?
City property. City
property. Oh, okay. Still government property.
Yep, so... What do you think we should sue them?
I don't know. Separation of church and state is just interesting that you're being for it. You can't hold your services on the, you know, the church property.
Well, I've been to sunrise services on the beach in Sarasota and Bradenton, and, you know, so they didn't – I don't think there's a particular problem with them having services there for those particular purposes.
Yep, so – That was interesting, and also something that was briefly mentioned, again, the Unitarians were mentioned, but Quakers were not. And Quakers, a lot of Quaker churches, at least the one here in Keene, they don't have their own building.
They rent from somebody a space.
Right, but you know, like it was being used against Church of the Sword of, you don't have a building,
yeah,
so
it's
therefore
it's a ludicrous
not
statement.
A church.
There are plenty of places that that you know rent for their you know do their stuff by renting, and plenty of those places share space with other organizations. So you know, no big deal.
And there was also the mention that Church of the Sword ministers have performed weddings, and one of the judges said, under whose authority are they performing weddings?
You, sir, how is it that you allow people to live together for the rest of their life without giving the permission of the state? Now, actually, what I heard him saying was essentially something to the effect of, is it a justice of the peace or is it religious? Because I guess justice of the peace is a non-religious or, thing. So.
Right. Justice of the peace is something to where you have to apply to the state, and there's all kinds of requirements to wind up being able to be labeled justice of the peace. And, yeah, that's basically, you know, like you're going to the civil magistrate of some sort, and they're saying, because I'm a government agent, you're married.
Yeah.
Whereas religious institutions, because they're religious institutions, have the ability to say, you're married.
Yeah.
So that was the question. And I did get a copy.
In Braveheart, they went off in the woods and married themselves.
Yes. And they had the outlawed pipes, played outlawed tunes on outlawed pipes.
There you go.
Yeah, I absolutely love that movie. So I just got a copy of the motion to dismiss that I'll skim over and give some of the wording from in just a moment. But let me get into the article here from Reason.com where they ran a story titled, Does a Religion Need to Worship a Supreme Being? The New Hampshire Supreme Court considers the question. And again, it's not necessarily the question before the Supreme Court. The question before the court is technically whether or not the Superior Court was correct in dismissing the case.
Okay.
Or whether the Superior Court should have to at least have a hearing on the case before they wind up making a decision. And based on, you know, previous Supreme Court rulings that I've seen out of this Supreme Court and other hearings that I've been to, I honestly believe the New Hampshire Supreme Court will basically punt it back down to Superior and say, have a hearing before you throw this out.
Well, that's the ruling, though. I mean, that's a positive ruling for the Church of the Sword.
Right. That would basically be a ruling in favor of Church of the Sword. But some people are making it sound as though the Supreme Court could actually say, Church of the Sword is a religious institution. They get the exemption. But that's not what the Supreme Court can rule at all.
You're saying that they that it's unlikely that they would do that?
They cannot do that because that's not the question before them. The question before them is whether or not the Superior Court was incorrect or in error by throwing out the case. So the Supreme Court
threw it out because they're claiming it wasn't a religion.
The Supreme Court can either say, yes, they were correct, not a religion, or you need to have a hearing, they might be.
My favorite part was what the opposing attorney had to say about anarchists.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
My golden retriever, Sundance, is a lot more playful now. She has more pep and energy than I've seen in years.
Tons of energy. Petey is having fun again. He's got a shiny coat and a good, healthy weight.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day. She pushes her little bowl all the way across the room, emptying every last single crumb. She has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look.
She's got life. She's got energy. She's got stuff to give.
We get asked all the time when we're at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
DinoVite.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Family will be on Dynavite for the rest of his life.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can call in at 855-450-3733. Well, the question we asked here on Free Talk Live, or I guess I'm going to ask, is reason magazine asked it, and I wonder myself, is can a religion not have a deity? I don't consider this to be that difficult of a question, but I think it might be for some people. I think some people have in their mind what a religion is, and that that religion, that a religion must therefore have a deity as its, you know, sort of central premise. And if you've got an answer to that, I'd love to hear it. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. And I want to tell you about the trip I'm taking out to Las Vegas for the first ever Free Talk Live remote broadcast from Sin City. It's at the D Hotel in downtown Las Vegas on Thursday the 29th, Friday the 30th. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It's the Bitcoin Investor Conference. They've got lots of great speakers there. Trace Mayer, Dr. Stephanie Murphy, Stephen Michaels is going to be putting the event on and speaking there. Paul Pui, Edmund C. May, Joseph von Perling. I'm going to be emceeing a bit too. And, of course, doing lots and lots of interviews. And so I am excited. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And you can go get your tickets at BitcoinInvestor.com. It's BitcoinInvestor.com, and we're actually giving away some of these free tickets, some tickets for free. I'm not saying the tickets are free. We are giving away some tickets for free. If you go to our Facebook page, pinned at the top there, is a sort of guess a number game, and you can also sign up on our email list at news.freetalklive.com and get the email update list and get on the email update list and have a chance to win there too. So, and actually, I believe that there's a contest for amplifiers also. So there you go, bitcoininvestor.com. Daryl, go on with this article, please, from Reason Magazine about whether or not a religion can be with not have a central deity.
Now, let me first read from the court decision that threw out the case, where the Superior Court judge says, the Church of the Sword does not fall into the gray area of what might be considered a church or religion under the plain and
the gray area. I mean, so he's suggesting that there is not only a black and white issue, but a gray area, too, and that Church of the Sword doesn't even fit in the gray area.
Right, because in the previous two paragraphs in the ruling, he's talking about this other court decision where there was a court or a church in question that fell into this sort of gray area where the church had a primary mission, quote, to search for the Holy Grail and other treasures. And it was decreed that that church did not fall under the religious property exemption in state statute, but that because, you know, like, it's in that gray area because they've got a religious purpose to seek out the Holy Grail and other treasures.
Which is funny.
So he says that Church of the Sword does not fall into the gray area.
Do we have any news as to whether they found it?
I have not heard of anybody finding the Holy Grail.
All right.
I did hear about some people finding the knights that say neat while searching for the Holy Grail.
Yes, if you get a chance to see Spamalot, do that.
So Church of the Sword, according to the judge, does not fall into the gray area of what might be considered a church or quote-unquote religious under the plain and ordinary meaning of those words. It is clear that to be a church or to be religious, an organization must do more than simply have a set of beliefs about something and apply traditionally religious vocabulary to its practices. So it doesn't say here that you must worship a deity.
Okay.
It just says that you have to do more than have some set of beliefs and apply religious words.
You must do more. We just don't tell you what more is.
Right.
And this is what courts do constantly.
Yes. So the ruling was Church of the Sword is not a church because reasons. So therefore, the house is not a parsonage because in order to be a parsonage, it must be owned by a church or a religious institution.
I will point out that the state of New Hampshire accepted paperwork, and I believe money, too, to call this organization a church. And that was fine by their estimation.
Right.
So it's interesting that an organization that gets its power from the state of New Hampshire, i.e. a town, can then claim that an organization that the state of New Hampshire has called a religion is not a religion. This is not up to the town. This right. is not up to the judge. This isn't up to any of these usurpers. The city, the state of New Hampshire accepted payment for an organization to call itself a church, then they need to start refunding, right? And I would say even further, we need to pillory the bureaucrat that took the paperwork.
Well, and I'm sort of playing devil's advocate here while not intending to. I don't believe that anybody in the Secretary of State's office that files paperwork has the legal authority to decide or not decide if something that is labeled church gets to actually wind up, you know, having that paper accepted.
So the state of New Hampshire...
Hold on.
If the state of New Hampshire claims for itself the ability to call something a church, but then is not responsible for its actions when it does call something a church?
The state of New Hampshire is not calling Church of the Sword a church. They accepted payment. I could create the Church of the Omnipotent State and list the head of the UN as the Pope of the Church. That does not necessarily mean that the Church of the Omnipotent State is a religious institution. It just means that some bureaucrat saw some paper, saw a check, the check cashed, so they put the paper in the file.
So they have a crappy system for them.
Exactly.
Well, I don't care about that. The state's incompetent. What a surprise. It hasn't been not competent for 9,000 years. There hasn't been a state that's competent yet.
I'd say it's over 9,000.
Okay, and maybe. I just like to use that number. It's the best I can tell that Jericho had a low tower that certainly allowed the users of the tower to not only lord over perhaps some enemies, maybe some enemies, but certainly the townspeople.
So let me now get into the article here from Reason, where they say some of the folks associated with the Free State Project in New Hampshire are suing a town over what they see as an illegitimate effort on the town's part to declare their church not a real church, roughly because it does not worship a supreme being. As per that decision, church founder Kevin Bloom tells me, quote, "We disagree, naturally, and so do Taoist and Buddhist, among others."
The Taoists don't have Taoists, by the way. It's spelled Tao, but it's not. So Taoists certainly don't believe that there's a deity. Buddhists don't believe there's a deity. Unitarian Universalists don't necessarily believe there's a deity. I can tell you there are atheist Quakers. There are certainly atheist Jews that do not get kicked out of the synagogue. And I would be reasonably assured that a good percentage of the Reformed Jews are atheists.
There's atheist Catholics.
I mean, it's just a tradition for those folks.
Right.
No big deal. Should be able to have your tradition. 855-450-3733. What do you think? 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. Again, the number, 855-450-3733 or LRN.FM on Skype. That's our username there. Free Talk Live.
Hey, Bricky Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Bricky Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Bricky water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Bricky System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBricky.com or call me, the Bricky Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicSource.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out. out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Can a religion be a religion and not worship a central deity? That's kind of the question that's on the table here. There are some other legal questions that are also in the case of the Church of the Sword here that just was recently, well, today, argued at the New Hampshire Supreme Court level. And I thought it was, mostly when I do activism, I go someplace or something like that, I'm usually like, why did I waste my time doing this? It just feels like such a burden on me to go do this thing, and it was a waste of time. I had a grand old time watching these arguments today. I just enjoyed the heck out of myself at these events. And I want to tell you what the opposing lawyer, because I am a minister with the Church of the Sword, and I want to tell you what the opposing lawyer said about anarchists here in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you how you can get a very, maybe an anarchist would like this T-shirt. I don't know the answer to that. I'm not one, but I did design the T-shirt. It is a, there are several different T-shirts, but I like the Ringer T. You can go to gear.freetalklive.com to get T-shirts. We've got two designs available on several different T-shirts, so like eight different designs from which to choose, and lots of different sizes and all that stuff. If you pre-order by October the 31st, you can be part of the initial run of shirts that are printed. And one of them says, "Taxes are theft," emblazoned across the front, with the Free Talk Live logo on the back, designed by Johnson here. Thank you so much, Johnson. And the other has that same logo that's across the front. So either way, I think they're gorgeous T-shirts, and the colors match, actually. They got the T-shirt to match the Ringer tee, specifically the ink for the yellow and white and black that goes on our logo. So it is, they're awesome. Go check them out. Gear.freetalklive.com. Again, it's gear.freetalklive.com. So the opposing lawyer basically made the statement, Daryl, correct me if I'm wrong here, but he sort of looked at some of the books that Church of the Sword referenced as, you know, influences.
There are four guiding principles that
he said four. Just wrong.
The first was martial arts. The second was a belief in being able to defend yourself through, like, military something.
Yeah.
The third, he pronounced it weird. I think he meant to say Lao Tzu, but he said lousy.
Okay.
And that would be the art of war.
Yeah.
That he was referencing, but he never said art of war. So as I'm live tweeting this, I texted something that I couldn't decipher. And then the fourth thing was a German philosopher who advocates for individual anarchism.
That's what he said.
And he said, you can't be an anarchist and in a group or in a religion because anarchy is a rejection of all moral philosophy.
Which is groups.
The definition of nihilism. The definition of nihilism is a rejection of morals.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And as though a nihilist couldn't have a church. I mean, none of this makes any sense. The fact is, I can't remember, is it, I think it's Austria, granted a guy a driver's license with a colander on his head because he was a member of the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. And England recently gave churchhood to a group of atheists. The state of New Hampshire has given, given the Church of the Sword with paperwork to be a church. They have married people legally in the state. They're a church by every definition.
It's recognized by the Secretary of State as being a nonprofit entity.
Yes.
No, nobody's arguing that. Nobody is arguing whether or not the Church of the Sword has a belief.
I just love that this guy said anarchists can't be part of groups.
Right.
Nope. If you're an anarchist, you can't be part of a group.
Individuals can't be part of groups.
The dictionary definition of religion is the belief in a god or a group of gods. That's okay. Definition one.
Yep.
Doesn't fall under that, I guess.
Neither does Taoism or right. Buddhism.
Oh. An organized system of beliefs, ceremonies, and rules used to worship a god or a group of gods.
Okay.
That's definition two. And definition three, an interest, a belief, or an activity that is very important to a person or group.
There you go.
So, like, you know, libertarianism, anarchism, objectivism.
Well, this is one thing I've argued all along, and it's been argued here to us originally. I didn't make this up. This is not unique to me. This is actually Robert Wicks, a blogger over at LouRockwell.com, called this show and made the argument that the closest thing to what we do is religious talk radio, in that we have a moral, guiding moral principles, and we preach on those guiding moral principles day in and day out over and over again and tell people how to live by those principles.
Right.
And so the ideas that we talk about are the ideas of liberty. Now, I believe that it makes perfectly good sense to me that if you could have a religion based on a deity who espouses virtues, that you could simply have a religion based on virtues.
Right.
And
right.
That makes perfectly good sense. I believe in God. I believe God believes in a certain set of virtues. Among those virtues is the idea that people should be free. He granted Adam and Eve, supposedly. People claim that he granted Adam and Eve, and I think that this shows that they believe that humans have free choice, that he gave them free choice, and that's what freedom is all about. So therefore, God believes in freedom. Fine by me. I'm in.
So this is a problem for the Church of the Sword, right? But it's not a problem for the Shire Free Church, right? Because the Shire Free Church has a deity.
The Shire Free Church has a deity?
Right. It's
no, the Shire Free Church is very Unitarian.
Right, but there's a deity, right? There's the holy eminence, his leader, Ian Freeman, blessed be his name, right?
No. No, so one of the things that the Church of the Sword attorney was arguing was federal court.
I'll just glosses that over.
Yeah, you're talking nonsense. So the
we never federal stop you court from talking nonsense, Carol.
Well, you gloss over whatever nonsense I'm doing. So the Church of the Swords attorney was telling the judges, the five judges from the New Hampshire Supreme Court, there's federal court precedent that in order to recognize or not recognize a religious institution is whether or not they have a sincerely held religious belief.
And they're like, how do we know if they're sincere or not? Well, how about they've shown up every week for services for the last 5 years? Is that sincere enough for you, ladies and gentlemen of the Supreme Courtness up there?
And then the town attorney said, I'm not here to argue federal stuff. I'm arguing what the statute says.
Well, so, you know, actually, when I was mentioning the Shire Free Church having a deity, you know, I saw the blessed leader, Ian Freeman, blessed be his name, actually nodding at me. I'm joking about him being the leader, but I think that there might be an argument to say that the panentheism sort of argument applies to the Shire Free Church, that God is everything, that whole...
I'd love to talk to you about that in a second. Let me take Reverend Dimwit calling in from Vatican City.
Oh.
Reverend, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, my faith informs me that preachers of I have already 1 foot on an express elevator downstairs 6,000 feet under when they stop breathing.
I think it's now, over 9,000 feet under.
Now, that wasn't funny, Johnson.
But it is. It's over 9,000 feet.
I'm surprised
under.
You didn't laugh. Anyway, I know that you guys know that this church, so-called church, is a joke, but the fact that you would and take it seriously, the church of this Lord, as if it should be taken seriously.
The Church of James Whitworth would be his name.
Just further is evidence that you both, especially Daryl W.P.U. Perry and Mark Edgington, lie for a living to children that absolutely...
What is a church?
Show
well, not everyone can drink for a living.
You can't call it a lie if you don't define your premises.
Your
I say a church
a
is an organization
your
that...
Your house is not a parsonage. Parsonages, whatever.
Parsonage.
And you're a liar to claim it so. And well, this is one of many disgusting sins.
Oh, so you disagree with me and now I'm a liar.
Basis, Mark. Yes, you are. You know it's not. You know the church is a sword, is a joke, and that it goes to court and taxpayers have to pay for this fiat.
What taxpayers? The taxpayers could have left me the hell alone. The taxpayers could stop stealing from my kid, and that's really what this is all about.
Everyone should be moral like me and get behind the wheel. How about kill kid?
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
The new fourth edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the fourth edition of Healing Our World is a great gift for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.
When the most powerful and destructive witch in 13th century France chooses a successor, her frightened young protege, Liana, escapes into the wild. Pursued by witch hunters, the town watch, and her mistress, Liana's only hope is a pair of newly returned crusaders, one with PTSD, the other a complete rascal. The Witch's Hand by Wendy Joseph is a cut above the usual sword and sorcery fare, a thinking person's historical fantasy novel, available now at your favorite booksellers, or visit WendyJosephWrites.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can give us a call on the studio lines and answer one of the questions we've been talking about here is whether or not a church is a church if it doesn't have a central deity. Can churches, be centered around virtues? Or can they be centered around activities or these sorts of things?
Or a religious institution, because the statutes apply to churches and religious institutions, right, as far as the tax exemption goes. And the Superior Court judge said the Church of the Sword is neither of those things.
Said that indeed. The number here is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And check it out there. Also, LRN.FM is our username on Skype. Let's go to Troy calling in from Minnesota. Troy, you're on Free Talk Live, listening on 6:50 a.m.
Hey, guys, you guys are a hoot. But anyway, so if I'm listening to this right, basically you guys have this church that's set up as a church that doesn't really have a deity. I mean, it's not like a regular religion. And okay, the reason why they did this is because basically they wanted a tax dodge.
Okay.
Am I reading this? Am I listening to this right?
To set up an organization like that for a tax dodge would be contrary to the legal standpoint. So I would say that no, that wasn't the reason.
Then why did they form the church?
To get together with their friends and talk about the things that are important to them. And, also the Church of the Sword, they have armed combat. You can't have this armed combat and if you don't have the church going on. And there's the
the ritual of disobedience. Begging for money.
The ritual of begging for money. Yeah, they do all those things.
Trial by combat
in case there's disputes or something.
So basically it's like a club.
Okay, well, what's the difference between a club and a church?
Well, a church is where you go to worship something, where a club is basically...
So there has to be a central deity. Is that your claim?
Well, I would think so. I mean,
what about Buddhists?
Club, like,
so we've talked about Buddhists and we've talked about Taoists, and they have...
Well,
they have
They sit around and they meditate, you know, and stuff like that within the group. Okay. You know what I mean? They actually, to some degree, they worship Buddhism, you know, or, you know, I mean, I kind of guess what you guys are all up to. I think it's a good idea. I like that, you know what I mean? But there's a lot of things out there nowadays people would like to call a religion, but it's really not. It's basically a club. I mean, you
look for clarification. Here's my contention to you. Religions are old clubs.
For clarification, there's only one of the host or co-host of Free Talk Live that, as far as I'm aware, is involved in Church of the Sword.
Right.
And that would be Mark.
Yeah, that's correct.
I'm not involved in any of these things, but I do find it kind of weird to kind of like promote the idea or accept the idea that it should be in any way make sense that in order to not have money extorted from you by the government by violence and threats of violence and force, that you have to have imaginary friends. That's just a weird concept to me. Like, I have to...
Well, you could have a school. Educational institutions get tax exemptions.
If they're government organizations.
But they have to be given 501c3 status. They have to be given status by the government. A church is the only organization that doesn't have to be not have to be given status.
That's correct. Go ahead, Troy.
I mean, how I grew up is, check this out. I mean, my mom's a Pentecostal preacher, which is whatever. I don't care. But, you know, I mean, and my dad was always saying, because he always made a lot of money and stuff like that, but he was always like, I should start my own church so I have a tax dodge. He goes, I'll just get a bunch of guys together. We'll talk about work. You know, we'll worship a beer bottle, a whiskey bottle, whatever. And there you go. You know, I mean, so that's kind of, you know what I'm, it's not really a church. It's more of a clubhouse. It's an organization that gets together. You guys have martial arts classes, which I think are really cool. You know, you guys get together as a group and you talk and stuff like that. I see nothing wrong with that.
Look, I mean, the government should let this happen. The government should let this happen because if you make people go farther, you get Scientology.
Well, exactly. I'm clear now. Get it? But I know about Scientology, too. I'm clear.
You thetans calling in all the time. Darn thetans. Thanks for the call, Troy. 855-450-3733. He brings up an interesting question, and a question that I've asked myself in the past is, what separates the organization known as a religion or a religious institution, what separates this organization from other organizations? People are saying it's a club, but what's the difference between a club with some closely held beliefs and a religion? Because I simply don't know. I keep asking myself, and I don't get it, because there are plenty of old organizations that call them old belief sets that call themselves religions that don't have a deity, and pretty much anything anyone can argue that the Church of the Sword, the way they say it's not a religion, anything that they can say and point to and actually say, well, this, I can say, here's a religion that does that. Because religions are just old organizations, that's all. Let's go to Bob calling in from Brooklyn. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? Bob.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes.
What's on your mind?
Oh, what's on my mind? It's the Iranian, about 4 hours ago, I saw the Iranian TV showed today what they got on one of their bunkers. It's horrific.
Iranian TV showed what they have in one of their bunkers? Okay, what is it?
Missiles.
They've got missiles.
Major news. I saw this, too.
Yeah. Is it ICBMs or what kind of missiles?
Underground bases.
Yeah.
They're dedicated to missile production.
Only one of them, many of them.
Why would they show you that?
Attack them? Anybody who's going to do this, they're out of their minds. They're armed to the teeth.
I'm sorry. Going to do what?
They're armed to the teeth. These are they look like Scud missiles, but they're—I don't think so. But they're on the Russian. They're on trucks, giant trucks. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, they're mobile missile units.
Right, right. A lot of them. Not 10, 20, 30, 40, 100 of them. And that's maybe only one tunnel. It's a tunnel like
are they Scuds? Because Scuds are a truck launched, and they're pretty big.
Should Iran not be able to have weapons to defend themselves?
Obviously, yes. That's the whole thing. You know, you pinprick them, God knows what's going to happen. And they warn us, you have all these idiots, these psychopaths in Washington. Let's invade them, you know. Let's
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I think the idea here, the reason why this is a problem is that, you know, Iran has been deceptive about these missile bases, and that what's been revealed is that this they played this on Iranian TV, and, you know, to just sort of like, I don't know, it's promote their armaments, but what we found out is...
You can't say those words on FCC radio.
Yeah.
You can't do it.
Sorry, goodbye.
Yeah.
So
don't call until then, though.
Goodbye. So what was discovered is that these are long-range fuel missiles that are within striking range of United States military bases, essentially.
There's the United States military bases
around
everywhere.
Every corner. I know. There's more military bases in Iran than there are Starbucks, I'm sure. if you're in New York City and you, like, pull up your GPS and you're looking for Starbucks, oh, look, there's hundreds on the map. Oh, it's probably like that with, United States missile bases.
Right. I've seen the
United
map.
States military bases.
I've seen the maps where it says, Iran wants war. Look how close they put their country to all of these American military bases.
I think that the biggest concern is how close Iran is to Israel. Is this what most people are concerned with? And I don't know whether their missiles can make the trip or not. It's, frankly, none of my business. Stop messing with Iran. You probably won't have them shooting missiles. And these missiles are likely not nuclear missiles.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just remember the Scuds from the Iraq
War. I may be a little prejudiced, but the last caller, I just heard a little bit of like, I'm very concerned about what's going on here. I'm very concerned about what I'm hearing.
I don't know what to tell you, but, you know, I mean, I guess I figured Iran did have missiles. There's a difference between missile and a nuclear missile.
So this is interesting. I've got this article up because I already was looking at it before the show. I mean, if you want me to talk about it a little bit, it's the first few paragraphs are interesting because it talks about what was shown in this video, and it's like they say it right in the first sentence. It looks like the set of a James Bond movie. It's very kind of interesting that they have these like high tech underground bases.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can see why they'd want them underground. You know, U.S. missile technology can blow up anything that's above ground, and likely would.
And underground.
So it is real. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And you can tell us what you think about Iran having missiles. Are you scared of that?
No.
855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.